Welcome to In Divine Flow, your podcast for conscious mompreneurs to really get back into your trust. It's basically always about that, right? Because I've noticed a really, really, really big thing, and I want to share it with you in this podcast episode. Because I think so many conscious mothers I speak to right now feel like they are still somehow in survival mode, that being there for the family is the number one thing, which is important, definitely. But I think there is more to it. And I think we kind of have struggles to find back into this more thing. I'm speaking to conscious mothers who struggle with survival mode, even though they've done a lot of healing, they've done the spiritual work, all of it. And I recently held a ceremony there where I had exactly the same thing, where exactly the same thing happened, what I've seen and what actually helps, really helps. Like, we, all of those mothers in this ceremony, really went through a big transformation and a big shift. And some of those things were very, very simple. And I want to guide you through these in this podcast episode. So stay curious. What happens really? It's that you might not have lost your connection to this higher energy, this divine energy, but your system might just be a little bit too overwhelmed to get back into it. And sometimes we have this belief that we need a lot of time to come back into our own connection, into our own selves. And this might be true because we seem to feel like there's so much nervous system overwhelm, there's so much fear, disconnection, and trying to hold everything together. But sometimes it's just a notch and a practice to really feel back into our body, into ourselves, to really try to connect to ourselves again and trust our own path. Because our own path is the path we are on right now. And I want to briefly share about my own personal experience with this. So I also feel overwhelmed a lot of times, but I'm building boundaries around it. I'm still trusting my path and the timing, which is now just different with being a mom. And I tried to, the tools that I gave in this ceremony, in this initiation, in this divine superpower initiation, the tools that I gave those mothers there, I am giving myself. So I'm doing energetic downloads, for example, just getting back into the feeling that I trust myself, that I trust my own path, my own way, that I have the immense power of holding it all without feeling overwhelmed, the immense power of trusting in my own self and my own path, even though sometimes I feel like everything around me is changing, is being demanding, I can still hold it and still trust my own path and my own way, without needing to control everyone and everything around me, right? So what I want to say is that I had those different mothers in the ceremony, and they all came with different issues, but the root cause was kind of the same, being overwhelmed, being in survival mode. One of those mothers, that she struggled with self-worth, one struggled with fear, and one with control. They're all different blocks with the same root, and for all of them, there was the same path of getting back to themselves, really feeling their self-worth and trust in their own path again. So it's not a lack of purpose. It's not strategy. It's a lack of connection and maybe this whole nervous system overload, right? What I saw again in this ceremony and to all of the mothers I talked to, mothers don't need more strategy, please. They need a way to come out of survival mode and back into connection. And this is what we've been doing in this initiation ceremony. And yes, an initiation is something that gets you back into the connection, but then it's about practicing it every single day. Every single day. Maybe it's not trying to fix your whole life right now, but just to create so small moments where your system can come back into feeling safe, into trusting again, trusting your own path and being being present with what is and still knowing you can change in the small instant, in the small moments, in the small routine and practicing coming back to your own connection and a connection to a higher source. That's what it's all about, really. Sometimes it's just to pause and breathe. Sometimes it's about putting a hand on your heart. Sometimes it's noticing that you're there, that you are fine, that you can hold it all. And sometimes it's about giving yourself the time, the space to do something like a powerful initiation that brings you back into your own power, into your own standing, into your own truth. And because it was so successful, I will do it again. A new date will be announced soon. And if you feel the calling, I would really advise you to do something like an initiation into your divine superpower. Stay open, stay connected. And now let's use this. Just this moment, breathe in, breathe out, come back to yourself, know your worth, know your trust, know your path to come back to yourself again and again and again and again and again. You haven't lost it. And I know sometimes, especially when we've done a lot of healing work, sometimes even more frustrating that it's not so easy to bring this part of us again back into our life once we've become mothers. But it is possible in a small, tiny way. And be thankful for all the small steps you're doing right now because you didn't lose yourself and you're not doing it wrong. Your system is just overwhelmed. You need reconnection, not more pressure. Don't pressure yourself into reconnection. Thank you for joining In Divine Flow this week. Just remember this. You haven't lost it. It's all there. Just breathe. Come back into it, reconnect to yourself again and again and again, and come back into trusting your own path, your own timing, your own time. I've got you, and see you next week. Mwah.